transformation, where unknown forces strike the edge of ecology.
Scares in the Night. The films of Val Lewton. Well, Val Lewton's the name of a legendary Hollywood producer in the 1940s. He made some excellent black and white thriller supernatural films, which touch on subjects which anyone interested in the paranormal would certainly find fascinating. These films used to be shown a lot on British TV in the past, not so much recently, so I was really delighted over Christmas 2011, just before the new year, from Boxing Day through to New Year's Eve, in fact the day before New Year's Eve, to watch a mini-season of five Val Lewton films. That was Monday through Friday. There was Cat People, I Walked With a Zombie, The Leopard Man, The Body Snatcher, and Curse of the Cat People. Well, interesting, shape-shifting is a subject that comes up in cryptozoology, of course, and Cat People was touching on that, where a woman could seem to maybe turn into a cat in New York in the 1940s. And with Val Lewton's films, it's all shown very subtly, it's very noirish. You never actually see her turn into a cat, and you're never quite sure if it's just a dream world or not. But we do see towards the end that there does seem to be some supernatural happening, although her husband never really quite realises that. She dies at the end, and a real big cat, a leopard or a black panther it looks like, is released from the zoo in New York, to which she seems to have very easy access in the middle of the night, I have to say, to open the cage. And that gets the blame, not the shapeshifter. I Walk With a Zombie is set in Haiti, and it's a totally different take on zombies than the sort you might have seen in the more recent gory type of zombie films, and the kind of zombie walks that are becoming very big now in cities all around the world, where, you know, the public kind of dress up as zombies and stagger around like something out of a George Romero film. This is a much more genuine take on it. It's more a kind of mind control. You bury the person and drug them, and there's a black actor in the film who has these white sort of glazed eyes and is almost monolithic in his appearance and is extremely chilling, you know, photographed with brilliant black and white photography, very, very creepy. Again, all sort of done in a studio, really, set in Haiti, but I don't think they went very far to do it, probably. A few location shots here and there, but they could be in California quite easily. And these films are directed by Jacques Tourneur, the brilliant director, and Val Lewton's really the producer, but Jacques Tourneur seemed to direct most of them. And a third in the series, The Leopard Man, was again a very creepy, almost serial killer type story. It suggests a shape-shifting Leopard Man, but that doesn't actually happen. The title's actually a bit misleading if you think about it after seeing the film. And it's almost a kind of Hannibal Lecter type character in the end, because he's actually, without giving the plot away, you know, this guy is delving into history and getting ideas in his head about rites and rituals of the past, and it makes him a bit sick. And he turns into a killer, but an escaped animal gets the blame. But again, you almost think it's a shape-shifting theme, which in the Cat People film is more blatant and is in fact a supernatural shapeshifter in that film. I Walk With a Zombie, there's no actual supernatural. It could all have happened in real life if we don't think the supernatural is real, which I'm not saying for a minute. But you could actually believe that could be done with you know, genuinely zombified characters. And whereas in The Leopard Man, again, there's no supernatural content, but we think there's supernatural things going on. The fourth film, The Body Snatcher, was a very creepy episode set in Edinburgh in sort of probably not even Victorian times, early 1800s, 1850, that kind of era, pre-Dickensian, or Dickens was often looking back at that sort of era, but writing it later on in the 19th century. So it's that kind of era, and it's about sort of body snatching, basically, it says it in the title, Birkenhead type characters. There's a very, very creepy performance by Boris Karloff as the body snatcher himself. He acts incredibly friendly and ingratiating to the doctor who's ensnared in the plot. And because he is so kind of friendly and coming around for drinks all the time and, you know, being very, very sort of polite and sort of trying to always be on the guy's side, it becomes incredibly creepy, you know, and there's this real feeling, the real horror in the film is that the guy just cannot escape his past. He's trying to be a good surgeon now, but he can't escape the past that he had dealing probably with body snatching and dubious things in the past. And at the end, we think, again, there's a supernatural moment where after he murders the actual Boris Karloff character, the Boris Karloff character seems to manifest. There's a corpse of a woman in the back of a cart, which they're taking away for medical research, and it seems to transform into Boris Karloff's dead body for a moment, and it's an incredibly jaw-droppingly scary moment where Boris Karloff, kind of bare torso, kind of really white-looking in the noirish kind of fake night, you know, lunges around the doctor, who screams and goes hysterical and crashes the cart and dies. And then we find out at the end that it wasn't, he hadn't really transformed it, the body was just a woman, it was all in his imagination. Again, a very, very scary concept, done extremely well. The last film, Curse of the Cat People, was actually pretty wrongly titled. There's no cat people in the film, and no curse particularly. The title was the worst thing about the film. It actually is a really good independent film, but it does feature the main characters from Cat People itself, the husband and his new wife, who featured in the earlier film. But his original wife comes back and appears as a kind of astral vision to their daughter, who sees her as a kind of imaginary friend. And so it's quite a nice, slow, fairy tale like film. You're not sure if she's really seeing the woman or not. And it follows that theme you get of children who imagine friends or have a pretend playmate. And it's very much seen as a psychological thing. But again, in the esoteric tradition, it may even be that these are actual astral beings that come down. And the film's ambivalent in whether it ever says this is real or not within the story. You could, again, interpret it both ways. And this one was co-directed by Robert Wise, who also directed The Body Snatcher. So Jacques Turner tended to direct a lot of these. But Val Lewton was kind of overseeing the whole style of the film's production. So yeah, these are great movies when they come up on late night TVs. They're probably available on DVD nowadays somewhere, probably not very expensively. If you could find a box set or something, it'd be really, really great, very, very rewarding viewing. And particularly late at night, may find it hard to sleep afterwards, I don't know. Of course, Robert Wise has directed other films subsequently, right up to even Star Trek, the motion picture, in the late 70s, and the great Day the Earth Stood Still, the original version of that in black and white. So it really is amazing how, you know, he's kind of spanned a whole history of Hollywood. He even edited The Magnificent Ambersons for Orson Welles. Of course, it was cut down a lot, sadly, but he was a film editor. So Val Lewton, look out for that name, and some of the best supernatural movies ever made, and with real things to tell us about supernatural subjects.
The information where unknown forces strike the edge of ecology.